Hello? Yes?
Hello. Hi. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today, sir?
How can I help you?
Hi. My name is Marcos. I'm calling. Yes, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay. What's the question?
Yeah, okay. Let's go ahead and...
Wait, you're breaking up. Give me, I'm curious to know what the survey is, but you're breaking up. So can you give me just 1 second?
Hold on.
Yeah, just a second. Hold on a second. You're breaking up. Hold on one second. All right. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay, so what are your questions?
Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Will you say
Republican? Republican 100%. Republican 100%.
And are you definitely going to vote?
I vote in every single election. I vote Republican 100%.
Okay, so you're definitely going to vote, correct?
I am definitely going to vote for Republican, and I'm going to vote for Trump, and I'm going to vote for all Republicans. Absolutely no Democrats whatsoever under any circumstance. Hello?
Okay, for Republican, correct?
Wait, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Just to confirm, with which political party are you registered? You said Republican?
Yes, Republican, 100%, yes.
And what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African-American, Asian?
I'm white, Cuban, Cubano, Blanco.
Okay. And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46 to 55.
This question is just, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they going off on the wrong track?
They're okay. They're okay. They're not great. I have a commissioner that I don't like very much, but otherwise they're all right. I mean, it's much better than some other cities, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. That you would say the right direction.
What are my options?
Right direction and wrong track.
So those are my only two options?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I would say then in the right direction then. You got to see the papa. You're not going to get the papa to me. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, property insurance cost, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, or affordable housing?
Traffic and congestion is one. Do I get to list them in order, or is that, or just tell you the one that's most important?
Just the one that is the most important to help you and your family.
Okay, so then the one that's the most important, I would say then is inflation, is the cost of inflation.
Okay. Okay. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Okay, I'm going to name you the persons.
Okay, go ahead.
Miguel Cabela, would you be, would you have a favorable opinion? Or you don't know him?
I mean, I've heard of him, but I have no opinion of him. No opinion.
No opinion? No, okay. What about Damian Pardo?
No opinion.
No opinion. What about Raquel Regalado?
What are my options?
Would you be would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion or no opinion?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, and would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Keon Hardiman?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Aileen Higgins?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Christine King?
No opinion.
What about Francis Suarez?
Favorable.
And would that be somewhat favorable or very
somewhat
favorable?
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable.
What about Daniela Levin Cava?
Awful. Terrible. The worst.
Very unfavorable, you say?
Very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about Manolo Reyes?
Very favorable. Good. I like him. Yes.
What about What about Joe Carollo?
Okay, what is... He is the absolute worst, so extremely, extremely, very, very unfavorable.
Okay.
At the worst possible, even worse than very unfavorable, like the worst possible.
Okay. Okay, if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
I already told you, Republican.
I know you
mentioned
Trump.
Yeah, Trump.
Yes, I know you mentioned. I know you had mentioned it already, but just for quality of purposes, and will
Donald
you
Trump.
Say you are definitely voting for Donald 100%, Trump?
100%. 100% voting for Donald Trump. 100%.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years and older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law.
I'm voting against it. Voting against it.
That personal use? Voting against it? Okay.
Yes, voting against it. Yeah.
And would that be a definitely or probably? You
definitely.
Would definitely vote
definitely.
Against it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Can you read it again, please?
Yes. The ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider.
All right, I would vote against it. I'm anti-abortion. I'm pro-life. I would vote against it.
And would that be a definitely or a probably?
100%
that you
definitely.
Vote?
I would vote against it, 100%, yes. I'm pro-life.
Okay. Yes. And there may also be a City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as... Go ahead, sir.
Just a second. Hold on one second. Hold on. ¿Se fue o no se fue?
Se fue, ya está de viaje.
Ya de vacaciones. Coño, ok. Te regreso la semana que viene. Okay. Gracias, ok. No me Coño, yo hubiera pensado que hoy, porque la llamé ahora y no me contestaba. Y dije, coño, debe estar en vacaciones. Dice que papá no va mucho. Ok. All right, sorry about that. Hello? Hello? Hello, you there? Hello? Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello, are you there? Hello?